General Failure podcast is now being calibrated for your listening pleasure.
Welcome to episode 183 of the General Failure podcast for the week of June 11th, 2019, brought to you by RadioHaver.com. This week, the Purple Monkeys still suck. It's E3 time again, and you get rolled on, sucker. I'm TJ, and I've got with me Dom.
What's up?
And CJ.
Bam, bam, bam.
Hey, he's back.
Air horns.
Start off with, like we usually do, with what are you playing? CJ, you got a bunch of shit on here.
I do. There's just a bunch of random shit. And I had more stuff than I'm actually saving next week. Crazy, right? So the first thing is I watched a movie that came out in 2016.
Damn.
It's been that long already?
Yeah.
Fuck.
So we talked about the Legends of the Hidden Temple movie, I feel, like a while ago.
Yeah, probably back in 2016.
But like, it doesn't feel like
that
it
existed?
Was that long, right? No, but the thing is, I feel like...
No. I know that we talked about
this.
I know we talked about it, but I didn't think they were actually going to make the goddamn
thing. Oh, yeah.
But I don't remember talking about it 3 goddamn years ago.
Yeah, that doesn't seem like the problem.
That's the real problem. So, like, there was this weird, like, resurgence of Legends of the Hidden Temple. I think they... No.
It's like anything Nintendo.
Maybe that was Double Dare they brought back. But they did the board game.
Well, they brought back Double Dare, but they put Legends of the Hidden Temple on Verve when they did the Nicktoons stuff there.
Oh, right. And then...
But that was, like, last year. So
yeah,
that was 3 years ago. So I don't fucking know anymore.
I don't know. But anyway. Anyway, they did make a movie of it. I've been meaning to watch it, and I finally watched it. And it's like 1 hour and 10 minutes long, so it's like definitely
that's high quality. That's right at the point where you know it's not a real movie.
Fucking shit. Dude.
And
yeah, made for TV to fit into an hour and a half time slot.
If you can't make a movie 90 minutes,
the way that I look at it is 80 minutes is the mark that makes it an actual movie.
Yeah.
Any shorter than 80 minutes, and it's a short story.
Yeah,
it's a TV episode.
It's a long TV episode. Yeah. Without getting like into like the whole fucking thing, I would honestly give this, I'd give it like 7.5 out of 10.
Damn.
No way.
Mostly for,
is it just nostalgia?
Yeah. Mostly for, yeah, I would say about 6 of those 7 and a half points were nostalgia.
And then the 1.5 is the end scene where Olmec comes out and just starts murdering the children.
He just eats them. He opens up his mouth and just Kirby's them and just crunches
them. He turns them into their animals first.
Yeah.
And then eats them.
Right. No. That way it's not illegal.
eating animals is not illegal.
Sucking on a Bible is not illegal. So the thing for me though, that like honestly watching this movie when it first started, I was like, this is fucking stupid. And then as it went on more and more, I was like, oh damn, that's actually pretty smart. Oh damn, they actually oh damn, like everything, like it was like these little tiny things that they put in there to come from like
the show.
Like they adapted a game show. It's not like they adapted Legends of the Hidden Temple into like a movie about a hidden temple. They adapted the game show into a movie.
Wait.
So
the movie's about the show?
No. The movie is about a real hidden temple in like Mexico that this white ass family goes to visit on a trip.
and spoiler alert, the kids are really bad at doing the monkey puzzle because they're all fucking stupid.
Please, did you watch it?
The movie? No. Oh. If you watch the show, though,
yeah,
those kids, it's angering. Even when I was a child, and I was like, you're dumb. You're stupid.
And that's what fucking cracked me up. Because like as you go through it, it's like, you know, they show up in Mexico on this fucking family trip. And the parents are like, all right, peace out, kids. We're going to the spa. Like, older sister, you're fucking in charge. Because there was an older sister, middle brother, and then a younger brother. And I guess the middle brother is like obsessed with the legend of the hidden temple, air quotes.
Fucking middle kids, swear, man.
I know, right? And like, you know, they go to watch the show and out pops Kirk Fogg and everything. And he's like, hey, everybody. Like, and starts like going crazy about being a tour guide. Like, he's a tour guide.
Wait, is Kirk Fogg the host?
Yeah. Okay. Kirk Fogg is the tour guide host at the hidden temple that isn't hidden.
Right, what I'm
you
saying
can see it.
Is
you
he
can
the
see
host
the temple
of the game show on Nickelodeon?
Yes.
Okay.
He was the original.
So they brought him back.
He was, I just assumed it was Mark Summers since he did everything else.
No. He's got to be like in his 50s or 60s.
He looks good. He looks good. He didn't look bad at all.
They CGI'd him.
But like, you know, it was one of those things where it's like,
for that.
It's like a theme park in Mexico that they like built around a temple that you can't get into. you know?
Yeah.
And like, there's this whole legend around it of like, oh, these people went in there once and they never came out, blah, blah, blah. And of course, like,
seems counterproductive to build something that no one's allowed to go into.
I don't
waste of money.
It's a tourist trap, man. That's all it was. But like, you know, Kirk Fogg believes and the little kid believes and he gives like the kid a map. He's like, oh, check out this map.
He's going to give him candy.
Yeah.
He's like, the last thing, he's like, I got to go in once, but I ran out because I was too afraid. He's like,
Chris
but I grabbed
Hansen
this.
Pops out.
Yeah.
Kirk know, Fogg, have
really
a seat.
Weird. But what cracks me up is, of course, like the kids break rules. They jump a fence and in Mexico, they jump over a fence.
Political, damn it.
And, you know, of course, they fall down into a fucking pit and end up inside of the. So this is what cracks me up. They walk around the building. They fall down a pit and somehow end up in the front of the temple. Like on the same level.
What
the fuck?
Yeah, but that's.
I think you're doing physics wrong.
Yeah. I'll let that be for the fact that it's magical mysticism and there's magic around the temple. And
yeah,
whatnot.
You can only bullshit with that so long.
I don't know. Basically, like Olmec had this like fucking when he was a real person had this like pen, you know, the pendant of life that they give to like chase away the temple guards and whatnot. In the movie or in the fucking game show, he. Like breaks it in half because like his bad son came in to steal it while he was trying to give it to his good son to become king. And he
is that what that movie The Good Son is about with Macaulay Culkin and Elijah Wood?
You're getting this.
I knew it.
But like, you know, as the story progresses, like, you know, when the game show opens up, Olmec tells a story.
Yeah.
That's exactly what fucking happens.
Oh
the kids go up. There's the giant head of Olmec because after the guy like, you know, did one last magic thing and turned his whole civilization into stone. He turned into a giant talking head, apparently. Well, everyone else is just stone.
Clapped his hands together and went magic dust and just. Poof, fairy dust everywhere.
So like he tells the story and he's like, you got to go down the fucking steps of knowledge, just like in the fucking game show. And like every time and I was like, okay,
wow, that must have been like the easiest writer's room in the world.
But like I was like, all right, this
is what's everyone complaining about? Writing a movie's real easy.
But like in my head I'm thinking like, oh, this is, so they're gonna go down the fucking steps of knowledge, whatever, they reference it, like not a big deal. But then like the kid takes like one step down and like the sister stops him and like Olmec like says something and the kid like answers the question that Olmec, like just like in like in the game show, you answer a question, you
and
get to go down
a
step.
Yeah.
So he goes down another step and the sister's like, no, we're not going to go in there once you go through the, and then like he answers another question. Olmec is like, you're right. And he like goes down another, and it's like, I was like, that's like not bad. I'm like, I'm fucking impressed right now. But like they had all
that they could repeat the exact same thing they did 20 years ago.
But like as a movie,
but
and it's not a game show.
But then they show the real Olmec behind the curtain and he's like, I'm gonna murder these motherfucking kids.
I'm gonna eat them kids.
I'm gonna send these rapey dudes into my temple.
But I mean,
get them like, temple guards.
Yeah. But I mean, it had everything. Like, of course, like when the temple guards come back to life because they take one, the pendant that was one of the two broken halves of the pendant from one of them. And of course, the temple guards come back and chase them around. But like all the rooms were there.
I don't know why, but they went dick first every time.
Yeah, it was really weird. And every room had like a different animal. Like there was like this, there's like the Medusa's room where it's full of silver snakes and they had to like do that. There's a red jaguar, like a green monkey. Like all every room had like had all that shit. And they even had the monkey room. And the best part about the golden, the
it was green monkeys, wasn't it?
Was it?
Man, I wrote purple monkeys on the intro.
Oh,
it was purple parrots.
It's purple parrots and green monkeys.
Well, we covered them all. Yeah.
But there's the room, the what's the room of the, is it the silver monkey that with the puzzle? I forgot what it's fucking called now.
The monkeys are colored.
Yep. I don't know.
The colored monkeys puzzle.
The colored monkeys puzzle. And of course, like
remember.
They get in there and they're like, oh, it's not that hard. There's three of us. And they each, I'll put down the base and like, I'll put on the middle piece and I'll slide on the head. And it's all like fucking wonky. And then it pops up. It's like 4 hours later. I was like, God.
That is awesome.
It.
All right. See, I want to watch this movie just for that.
Just
that-
for that.
And like, that is just like a, that's a good meta joke right there.
And it was just, that's the thing is, it was nostalgia and meta jokes the entire fucking time. And it's like, this is my type of goddamn movie, but it was meant for like, you know, 7 to 12 year olds, you know?
No, it was meant for our generation.
Yeah,
we're the
clearly.
Only ones that remember that shit.
Yep. So I assume that we all watched that show when we were kids.
Oh, yeah. Well,
yeah. I didn't have cable. I didn't have cable when I was a kid. So whenever I went over to my grandparents' house, they had cable and my grandfather did nothing but watch TV. So we always put on Nickelodeon. I loved that show. And he got really angry about kids watching TV. Not a great person. I was always Blue Barracudas. Fucking Blue Barracudas all the way.
Wasn't there like a brown one that would just like suck?
What do you mean? What? That's just racist.
Yeah. No, the purple parrots sucked.
Yeah. The purple parrots sucked. And I feel
I
like the silver snakes were always like,
The Silver Snakes were always in last place, weren't they?
Yeah, they're just like the... They're, you can go and look it up. There's actually like a discrepancy. Like it should be even across the board.
Yeah, absolutely.
It isn't. Like there's some teams and will win more often than others.
Oh, yeah. The Red Jaguars won a lot, yeah. I feel. Them, the Green Monkeys, and here's the Orange, the correction, though. Whatever the Orange team was.
They got to the Temple Run a lot. But I think like three teams have actually won or something. Like it's a very low amount that have actually gone through.
They always get caught.
Yeah. And the thing is like, if you don't have both pieces of the pendant when you're going through and you run into a temple guard, you lose your piece. And if you run to another one, you're fucked. If you don't, if you didn't win it going through the fucking game.
Orange Iguanas was the other team.
Oh, there you go. Orange Iguanas.
Yeah. So there's only six teams.
There was only four teams when it started, right?
No, it was all six. All six were always paddling across the little river. Mm-hmm. And it was like,
and that was in it. That's in the show.
Yeah.
Like every single thing is in the fucking show.
Yeah. There's always four teams that are like neck and neck. And then the Purple Parrots and the Silver Snakes are in the back. Like, every time.
I will say I watched this with my 1.5-year-old son. It was a little scary for him. I had to turn it off and watch it later without him. So
a little young.
So so it's a little scary.
Show him in like 4 or 5 years. That'll be like the prime time of watching the show.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. I don't know.
Or show him the old show first and be like, the movie's even shittier than this.
I mean, it's Nickelodeon level acting, so like don't expect anything special.
Spy Kids 3 kind of shit.
But I will say the way that they even said like you have 3 minutes from the minute you put the pendant back together to get out of the temple.
Yeah.
Like even that's in it. Like
you should have time to see if it was 3 minutes that passed by.
Oh God. Even the way that they kind of meted that was kind of creative. I would recommend, if you liked the show, like it's an hour of your life. It's really not that much, you know.
It's less than an episode of Game of Thrones.
Yeah, it's on Hulu. If you have Hulu, just go fucking watch it there. I highly recommend.
So, all right, game time. Impromptu game time.
Oh God.
What do you think the best and worst teams statistically overall were?
I do think the Red Jaguars were the best overall.
Red Jaguars were 33-7.
Damn.
33 wins, 7 losses. By far the best.
And I think the worst team was probably the Orange Iguanas.
The Orange Iguanas and the Purple Parrots are tied at worst at 21-19.
Wow. Shit.
The Silver Snakes are actually the second best at 31-9.
Yeah, but they were like the evil kids.
Yeah, they were the Slytherins. What a surprise, the Silver Snakes. Blue Barracudas are 30-10.
That was before Harry Potter.
It was.
Fuck.
It was like foreshadowing to Harry Potter. Mm. Yeah. However, going to the temple.
Yeah. When they get in the temple, it's completely different.
Surprisingly enough, the best team was the Silver Snakes at 5-6.
Damn. Oh, wow.
They won 5 times.
And they lost 6. A losing record is the best.
Yeah. That temple is fucking
hard. The Red
hard,
Jaguars
man.
Were 2-8. Blue Barracudas were 3-4.
I don't know why the net just never punched the dude.
Yo, that monkey puzzle is fucking hard, man.
Green Monkeys 2-2. Orange Iguanas are by far the worst at 0-6.
Oh, wow.
However, the Purple Parrots were even worse because they're 0-2, which means they also won 0 games, but they only went twice.
Nice.
Twice you went? Jeez, dude.
I think you still,
if you were in the later seasons, did you just like, if you got paired with the purple team, you were just like, oh fuck.
Oh, that was just season one.
Oh wow. Shit. I wonder overall.
Yeah, I need some aggregate data here.
Oh,
man.
Here's total. Red Jaguars are 90-30.
Wow. Oh,
shit.
Blue Barracudas are actually worse, 76-44. Orange Iguana is 68-52.
Damn.
However, I mean,
it's a 1-for-1 almost.
Ooh, 4-16 for Red Jaguars at the
the temple.
The Silver Snakes were 8-13 at the temple. The Green Monkeys were 8-16.
Huh. It's a 0.5.
All right. KD. Orange Iguanas were the worst. Guess. They do have wins, okay. So it's not 0.
2-5.
No, I'll say like 1-8.
4-21.
Oh,
wow. Wow. They went
25 times and they lost 21 of them.
Wow.
That's pretty fucking shit.
Yeah. The Purple Parrots have only been to the temple 11 times. Oh, failures.
Oh, man. That's just so shitty.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah. So go watch the movie if you ever saw the show.
For sure.
Or have an hour to kill of your life.
Yeah.
Instead of, you know, offing yourself, go watch this movie. So what else, CJ? What else you got?
So the other day, I played a new board game called Aeon's End, which was a Kickstarter... a Kickstarter a while ago, but they had a recent Kickstarter for, like, I think either the second edition and then a bunch of expansions that came out mm-hmm. with it. And it's a really cool, like, deck building cooperative board game. So the whole point of it is...
those are like oxymorons.
Not quite. It's
cooperative.
No, it's kind of like, what's the there's like the DC deck building game and Marvel's...
They're not cooperative, aren't they?
Yeah, and Marvel's Legendary. Marvel's Legendary is cooperative. And it's very similar to that. Aeon's End is very similar to that, where like you start the game, you pick a random like monster to fight, and basically like that demon or monster or whatever is trying to destroy your... the town that you live in mm-hmm. and you being one of the adventurers. I can't remember how many it actually supports. I think it might only be four people, but
it's not a ton for a deck builder,
but again, it's a cooperative game. So usually they don't go that high. Everyone gets to like choose a character to be, and that character gets like, you start with, you have a starting deck that has like very specific cards to your character. And then as the game goes on, you purchase cards from a shared pool. I fucking loved it. You know, everything about it, the design of it, like the characters, the story are all really fucking good. There is a ton of characters that you can play as.
Oh, that's cool.
Choose to play as. And like,
there's four people that can play, so there's only four characters.
And it's really, I think, really well balanced in that you could choose, like, I want to be like a spell slinger kind of guy, or like I played a support. So a lot of what I was doing was, everyone gets like everyone has like a special ability, and like you have to, you know, like the cards that you would use to spend to buy cards to build your deck, you can also choose to spend to like get charges on your character, and then you can spend those charges to do your special ability. I like focused on just doing that. Like I had a card that was, whenever I get a charge, I can choose somebody else to get a charge. And then I was like healing people and healing the town. And like, it was the first time that I've ever played like a support class and like actually really enjoyed it in a board game.
That's a little funky.
Yeah, it was weird. It was really weird. It was just like a really cool RPG cooperative board game. And it was all deck building, which is my jam. And I would highly recommend, highly recommend checking out, because it was a lot of fun. It's inexpensive. It really is. It's like, I think $35 to $40 on Amazon.
A deck builder.
Yeah. And there's a ton of expansions that are coming out with more characters, more monsters to fight.
And they'll probably keep doing Kickstarters and stuff, so you'll probably get on that.
And I'm sure. And it looks really complicated, and like it's one of those rule books where it's like the rule could be one sentence, but they wrote like a book under it of like other like descriptions and like examples and shit. So like the book looks, you're like, what the fuck is all this shit? I want to read it. And then we actually played it, and I was like, God, this is fucking easy, man. Like, but
it's the ones with like all the pieces everywhere.
I hate games like that. Yeah. That like the rules look super complicated, and then you play and you're like, dude, this could have been eight rules.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
exactly. But yeah, Aeon's End, go check it out.
Okay. So, Dom, me and you played some games last night.
I played it too.
Yeah.
Two hours
after we played. You may have seen, I guess this would be Tuesday night. You listen to this probably on Friday or Saturday. Tuesday night, we streamed Roller Champions, which is the new game from Ubisoft. They announced it at E3 on Monday. Yeah. I downloaded it Monday night and I played a few games on Monday night. They have a pre-alpha that was free from Monday until I think Thursday, something like that, a few days. Monday was a little bit tough, so maybe they'll give an extra day to it. But it's basically, think Rocket League, but on roller skates.
Yeah,
that's really all it was.
In a circle.
Yeah, I mean, well, that's kind of the roller derby aspect of it. Yeah. If you look at roller derby, actually, if you watch Whip It or something.
I'm pretty sure you can't go backwards in a roller derby.
Watch me.
You can't. It's illegal. Yeah, it's illegal.
Yeah, you can do whatever the fuck you want in this game.
Yeah, you can.
I thought, and again, this is a pre-alpha, I thought it was a ton of fucking fun.
I agree. Even though it was a pre-alpha and there's definitely some issues with it, I had a lot of fun doing it. Right. Especially if you're playing with friends. Yep. It was a fucking blast.
There's issues with it, but I think the issues are not with, for the most part, the core mechanics of the game.
The dodging and hitting, there's some
those need to be tightened up.
Yeah,
for sure.
If you time everything right, like you could dodge like everything.
Right, I'm pretty sure everyone saw that in our last game where we dominated. I don't know if you saw it, CJ. I mercy ruled the opposing team by myself in 2 minutes. No, it was about 3 minutes. It was just under 3 minutes. 2 minutes and 40-something seconds.
It was 20 seconds was the first goal?
I had one goal in 24 seconds, something like that. And then I had a second goal in 44 seconds. Yep. So another 20 seconds after that. And then another 20 seconds after that, I had another goal. And then another 20 seconds. I had a goal every 20 seconds until the end when it took me about a minute to get a goal.
Jeez. The best was like every time a new round would start, the ball would drop and he'd be like, I got the ball. And then just go around once and throw it in the end goal.
So that's something that they have to fix.
Where that spawns.
The ball spawns in the same spot every time. It spawns at the same velocity in the same spot. So it took, I noticed that very quickly that the opposing teams, if they had been playing games, I noticed that they were standing in the same spot every time.
If it was randomized, that'd be a lot better.
That's exactly what it should be. It should be random as to where it comes from. Maybe it should give you an indication on the screen, like the last, like, you know, 2 or 3 seconds before it launches where it's coming from.
Yeah.
But
you also have the button for the ball
tracker. Yeah.
Which I never used. I hit by accident. That's the only
Thing. Well, I don't use that in Rocket League either.
Well, see, that's weird. Cause in Rocket League, I use the ball tracker. I don't know. It's easier for me, but in this game I had to turn it off.
Turn it on for a second. If like I lost the ball completely, I need to know where it is, but like, I can't drive around like that. I lose my orientation completely.
Yeah.
It's gotta be behind the car.
For me, when I was trying to figure out how this fucking game worked,
the controls are not easy.
I was a little bit confused when you texted that because I was like, it teaches you how to play immediately. It's the first thing it does is tell you all the buttons.
It didn't. Well, that the thing that I didn't like about that was it showed me how to play. I wasn't like I didn't get to do anything on the controller.
Oh.
Like when I was, it was like, you know, you click this button.
You can definitely tell like everyone's first round because they would just sit there and then crouch.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then they wouldn't go anywhere. Like it took me a second or two to figure out they get to like.
Yeah, I wish there was like a training area, but I understand this is an alpha.
Yeah, there probably will be some sort of training or offline or something in the full game. Because it's like, again, like pre-alpha. This isn't even alpha, let alone beta, let alone a final release. Like,
hey, the game doesn't crash in the first 30 seconds.
Yeah, you got to play online.
Yeah.
You could have a party with your friends.
Yep, that worked too. That worked pretty well.
And frankly, the matchmaking did not. Day one, I had trouble getting into a game. Day one, if I played a game finally, I would have to exit the game, close it down completely, and reopen it in order to get into another match. It was not good. But yesterday, we had no problems.
No problems. We got 10, 15 seconds.
Yeah, same.
We're immediately in a game. And
it was like Rocket League.
Yep. The graphics were good enough for what they are. It's an arcade style game. I'm fine with the graphics. You know, we had one level, which was fine. The music is just like Rocket League, where it's a kind of a mix of like that, like, you know, easy listening techno type of stuff.
It's that DRM free.
Exactly.
music.
No, it's not. You have to turn
songs that were in there. Was shocked that.
Oh, really?
You have to turn streaming mode on. So everyone who was watching us, they basically listened in silence, except for like the clacking of the of the skates, because there was no music. But you had to hear us yelling.
Controller, which I like because I like controllers.
Yeah, I played with a controller.
Yeah, I'm glad that they recommend. They just flat out say, like, you can play with a keyboard, but come on, just play with a controller, which is, I feel the same way about Rocket League. You can play with a keyboard, but don't play with a controller.
I like the complicated kind of controls, because after a while, I was actually getting, you know, good at getting really quick around the turns and stuff, and being able to get really high up on the walls and stuff. I wish there was a way to like jump and do tricks or something.
Yeah.
Like that,
so I saw some people doing backflips and stuff, and I can't figure out how they were doing it.
I don't know. Maybe
there was something that I feel like I remember them showing in the tutorial of like how to like spin around or something.
You could do the dodging and stuff.
Yeah, you could do a twirl when you have the ball to dodge out of the way.
The fucking passing sucks.
Yeah, it does.
That's the thing that, as far as the core game mechanics go, that's number one on my list. The passing was horrible because it wasn't, you can only pass if somebody hits Y or whatever, your top button, triangle, whatever the fuck you want to call it, and puts up their hand and says, hey, pass to me. Then you could pass it. But it doesn't pass to them. It just launches it as fast as it can straight ahead from wherever you are.
Yeah.
That needs to go away. Looking. Wherever you're looking, that needs to go away.
Yeah. It needs to be able to, like, I get you can get in the middle of that, but you got to figure out a different way than just like, hey, I want the ball and then throw the ball. Yep. But the ball doesn't go anywhere near that person.
I could understand if, you know, if you are skating around with the ball and you just hit Y, it doesn't do anything. That should just throw the ball wherever you're looking. So if you just want to launch the ball the other side to, like, you know, kind of clear the area, go ahead and do that. But if someone puts
their... when you go to shoot for the
exactly the
goal, which I apparently can't do.
You weren't good at that.
I was good at just taking people out in front of Dom and behind them.
Yeah, but if someone puts their hand up and you throw the ball to them, it should go to them.
Yeah,
I mean, I guess it's a way to get it so that, you know, it's not, you know, pass ball.
Yeah, because that's what's gonna end up happening is people are just gonna work in a tandem and just be like pass ball around, do it three times, get 5 points, win.
Trying to get more than one lap goal.
Very difficult.
Yeah, I saw that happen. How much does that increase your score?
If you get two laps around, if you get one lap around, it's 1 point. Two laps around is 3 points. Three laps around is 5 points.
Oh wow!
Which I never saw the 5 point one.
Neither have I.
Never saw three.
I've seen 3 points.
That's the same as the goals, or is it that's the goal is just based off of how many laps you do?
What do you mean?
Like, I thought, I don't know, I couldn't tell from the intro thing, like, there are specific places you could throw into the goal to get different points, or is that
just based off how many times you go around.
Which it's cool when you start the lap up, because you have to start at the start line,
and then
go across it and starts the lap. There's actually a light bar that goes around the entire stadium that shows you how far you are into that lap.
And then if you cross it and you don't shoot and you go again, another bar will start. So you can see that you're on your second or third lap. But yeah, what a lot of people weren't doing and what I was just like, you got to do this is, all right, so if the line is here and you are in front of the line and you get the ball, a lot of people were taking an entire lap around and then crossing the line to start their lap. I'm like, turn around because then you can hit B and stop dead and just turn back around and cross the line. Yeah. You can really get that really quick, but people were not doing that and like that's where you can see
the best was the people going the opposite direction of the thing.
Yeah, I saw one dude who was going against us. He's going the opposite direction and kept trying to shoot the ball through the hoop backwards and he's shooting it well, but it's bouncing off and going the other way, and I'm like, you can't do that.
It doesn't work. I like how everything lights up, the hoop lights up when you can throw the ball in.
Shooting is not overly hard. It's like it's just hard enough.
Well,
I don't know. The games that I play, I saw one goal.
Out of two,
I played two games. I saw one goal between
them. We probably played 10 games last night.
Probably.
Legitimately. In an hour, we probably played less than 10 games. We probably played about 6 games. I know I had a hat trick in one game, and I had 5 points in the last game, so at least 8. I definitely had more than 10 goals just last night.
I think it helped that we were talking to each other and communicating.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I can see that.
It's like any other game. If you communicate, you're going to fucking dominate. Although we got dominated by one team that destroyed
us. Like our first or second, I think it was our second game. I was just like, oh, this isn't going well.
Yeah.
And like, I'm sitting there on the stream. I'm like, last night I had goals. I was doing okay. Like, this is not how I play. And then we got into the swing of things and turned around quick.
You see, like, because you don't get like points. You get number of fans, which is kind of cool.
Because
you can see them all like lined up and shit. And like you see the teams that have like 2,000-3,000 fans, and you're like, well,
that dominated us. All of them have like 1,400 fans, and I was like, that's why we both have like 500 maybe. Yep.
And that it was a lot of fun. I enjoyed the shit out of it.
Yeah,
I really loved it.
Definitely check out the beta whenever it comes out.
Oh yeah,
and see what I'm gonna see what improvements they made.
Yep.
Or even like what modes. Like I'm curious to see what type mode.
Yeah, that's true.
I have to imagine they're
opening it up to like a basketball.
They're really gonna end up just making it like
Rocket League.
There's probably gonna be a basketball one. There's probably gonna be a hockey one. There's probably like
an ice one.
Yeah, there's gonna be an ice skating one, which is gonna be fucking awesome.
That'd be awesome.
It's like take off your blade and just cut bitches.
Exactly.
And the customization, like that all looks. I mean, I hate saying this that it's literally fucking Rocket League.
Yep. And I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Like. There are times where taking heavy inspiration from a game is okay. Yeah. And I'm totally fine with them doing that in this case because
it's a different it played, the play style is similar, but feels it's different.
You can't play it like driving a car.
No, the goal of the game, essentially, the kind of the shell of it is the same. The mechanics are totally different, and that's the same as any other game, as being like, oh, well, you know,
Call of Duty and Battlefield.
Right. They're the exact same game, but the mechanics are different. So, you know, and if you make a first person shooter, no one's going to be like, oh, you fucking ripped it off. No, like you just made a first person shooter.
So I'm excited. Go check it out. Roller Champions. So moving on to nerd news. So E3 fucking happened and some shit came out. Let's go down the line of people that announced shit. Sony wasn't there this year. They announced last year they weren't coming this year and weren't showing anything off. So Sony, unfortunately, is out. Let's start off with Ubisoft.
Ubisoft.
So Ubisoft showed off a bunch of shit. New IPs, some old ones. Watchdog Legions, the next Watchdog game, came out. They showed off the new one, which everyone loved because it was an old granny beating the shit out of people. Gods and Monsters was a original IP they showed.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of looked like...
I don't even remember it.
It looked like the new Zelda.
Oh, Breath of the Wild?
Yeah.
Yes, I do remember that.
It looked like that. And I was like, okay.
I wrote down just a list of all the ones that I wanted to talk about that I liked, but okay. I didn't write down who who they were from.
For Ubisoft, at least for me, they announced new Rainbow Six Quarantine.
I thought that looked really cool.
I'm excited because it's completely
It's Rainbow
different
Six,
than,
but it's a little bit different.
Yeah.
I like that.
Well, it's like the old Rainbow Six games where it was just like 3-3.
Yep. Yeah, I really like that.
Ubisoft also showed Assassin's Creed Odyssey. They have a story creator. You can now make missions in the game.
That's pretty cool.
Which is pretty fucking awesome.
And it'll exclusively come to you on the Google Acadia.
Yeah. Always the actors in Always Sunny in Philadelphia are pairing with Ubisoft to make a comedy about video game development.
Yep, they make like the most popular MMO ever. And I assume that the character he's playing is basically Notch from Minecraft.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Like that
We talked about this like a year ago.
I don't think they announced that like it was Ubisoft or
No, they did.
Was it?
Yeah, we knew the game company. Yeah, we just knew that it was going to be about like a group of, it was big because remember we made the joke about it being Code Monkeys, but like live action. But I do remember it being Ubisoft. I'm pretty sure we talked about this last E3. But they finally came out and announced it a little more.
There's going to be no new Ghost Recon.
That looks pretty cool.
Ghost Recon Breakpoint.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be more survival, but it looks almost exactly like the last Ghost Recon, which kind of pissed me off. So for Ubisoft, there wasn't much except Roller Champions again on there, and then Rainbow Six Siege.
Yeah.
From there,
you mean Quarantine, not Siege.
Quarantine.
They might have done. They mentioned Siege at one point. There's a new mode or something.
There's a new season.
Oh, that's it.
Because Rainbow Six Siege is huge in tournaments. So.
Yeah.
Nintendo came out swinging with some titles.
So that's the interesting thing.
Zelda's hair.
So I watched Nintendo, and I'm not gonna say I was disappointed by it, but I felt like it was fine. Like there was a lot of stuff that I knew, and it was, you know, confirmation. A lot of it was seeing new things, and there was a lot of stuff that I didn't really care much about. I was pretty fine with it. I did like the new Smash character that's coming out this summer
Waluigi.
This summer it's not Waluigi. So that made me great. That was great.
Yeah. It's
the hero from Dragon Quest,
which is cool.
But there's different skins. There's like five different skins or something of different Dragon Quest heroes, and they all look like they're slightly different. So really, this is like five different characters. Like they look like they have like somewhat different moves and different play styles. So I thought that was really cool. And then at the end, they did another surprise reveal of fucking Banjo and Kazooie.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that was cool.
And he's owned by Banjo and Kazooie is owned by
Rare.
Rare,
who was owned by Microsoft.
Microsoft, and I think Microsoft had said it was like the easiest decision we ever made.
Probably
to give them Banjo.
I didn't hear about that because I've been wondering what the status of Banjo is because, like,
yeah,
sure, technically,
about the same as Sonic.
Yeah. Like, none. Technically Rare owns it, but it was a Nintendo published game. So like, I didn't know what, you know, that's always been the question of like, well, what are all these, you know, Rare N64 games? Like, how do they fit into this? So
literally Rare.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was some weird stuff, like just Witcher 3 is coming to the Switch.
Yeah, I don't care.
Which is funky as hell.
I mean, but again, like that's something that like we've heard about over and over again. So like, I didn't care.
Resident Evil 5 and 6.
Plus all of the other ones.
Yeah, there wasn't really anything that really shocked me.
Mario and Sonic at the Tokyo Olympics. Come on.
Oh, yeah, that's coming out.
Come on.
The only Sonic game that matters.
get hyped.
There was a new hero. What was it? No More Heroes game.
Oh, that they announced was fucking awesome. Because like again, it was something that like I didn't really know was coming because I've been waiting for No More Heroes 3 for
hints of
a long time.
But not anything like solid.
But like we saw trailer and like gameplay. It wasn't just an announcement. Like it was full on. Like we got No More Heroes 3.
We got it. It's coming.
Yep.
Some other ports. They announced was Spyro.
Yep.
The trilogy is coming. Ni No Kuni is coming there. Minecraft Dungeons as well.
Minecraft Dungeons looks cool.
Does it?
Minecraft Dungeons,
I
yeah.
Didn't get a chance to like look
it's like
at
a, it's like a dungeon crawler in the Minecraft world, like Diablo type of thing. It looked pretty cool.
That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, and there was the Tales of Mana or whatever.
Yeah, Trials of Mana. Yeah.
Trials of Mana. Yeah, yeah. There's Castlevania, or not Castlevania, Contra Collection.
Yeah.
Because they're coming out with the new Contra game. And I got to tell you, that new Contra game looks like shit. Nope. Pass on that.
Dead by Daylight.
Dead by Daylight's coming to Switch. And Dauntless, which is their next game as well. Which I was shocked they were doing that. But I'm happy that they're doing that.
Yeah. Because
Dead by Daylight's a fucking awesome game.
Mm-hmm. And then, of course, the big motherfucker was the surprise announcement of, hey, Breath of the Wild 2 is in development.
Yeah.
And everyone was just like, oh, fuck.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, no, that was a big drop.
Yep.
No one's heard anything because Breath of the Wild just had the last DLC, 6 months ago?
Yeah, I mean, but it's a 2-year-old game.
Yeah.
So, like,
but, like, you got, I always think of it like as, like, it's new because, like, it was such a big game.
Yeah, and also because Zelda games generally take about 5 to 6 years to come out.
Yeah, but
with the exception of Ocarina of Time and Majora's Mask, which are, like, the same kind of, like, same engine, same style, direct sequel.
And that's what I feel like this feels very similar into, like, that Breath of the Wild is a very, very new, different style of Zelda, you know?
And people are hoping that you can play as Zelda as well as Link.
So the only thing that I will say is that I have heard a lot of negative reception to this, which I didn't think was possible.
I guess because they're not doing something new.
It's because, all of a sudden, like now there's always the people who are like, I didn't really like Breath of the Wild. It wasn't my type of game, whatever. It was stupid. It sucked. I hated it. Like there's always those people, but they're all coming out now. They're all like, I can't believe they're doing this to me. Like that Breath of the Wild was terrible. Like this is, I don't want to play this game. And then I don't play it.
Yeah. Like this one isn't for you. Go to the next. You know they're going to keep coming out with
ones. Everybody else is going to play it.
From there, moved to Square Enix, which showed off a lot of fucking Final Fantasy shit. Holy shit.
It was like 90% Final Fantasy.
And it's all Final Fantasy old remastered games.
So
not even like,
all right, first of all, don't even tell me that you're not excited about Final Fantasy VIII Remaster.
I am excited.
Yeah, exactly.
Final Fantasy VIII Remaster.
Fuck yeah. Hell yeah. Day one.
That.
However, I'm concerned about this Final Fantasy VII Remake. Not because it looks bad, because it looks awesome.
Amazing.
But it's an episodic game, which means that you're not getting the full game.
Which apparently the original game came out, like CD-wise, it came out like that, where it had, because there were so many CDs.
There's 4 discs.
Yeah.
Or 3 discs or something.
So it came out almost episodic, where the first disc is episode 1, the second disc is episode 2.
Well, yeah, technically, but you bought them and you got them all.
Well, yeah.
This time you're not. You're getting a game that's, and they've mentioned that the first episode is like just the Midgar section.
Yeah.
Which is like maybe 10% of the game.
Yeah.
So the first game is 10% of the story.
Well, also, they were adding in a lot of stuff.
They are. They said
that were cut.
Yeah.
That was cut from the game.
They said that each of these episodes is going to be a smaller portion of the game, but it's going to be the size and scope of a full game. Which so it's going to be like a 60-hour game But I don't know. To me, I don't think this would be that big of a deal had this not been a remake, because you already know the story and you're already like, I want to play these sections and this section. Well, but you're
building it from the ground up still.
Yeah,
like,
but
the story's there.
But that's exactly it. So you're spending $60 to essentially play 10% of the game.
Well, they announced how much it was going to be.
Last I heard, it's a full $60.
Fuck, that's rough.
Right. So exactly. So
people
60
pay for it. It's
of course.
Final Fantasy
that's
VII.
Exactly it. People are going to pay for it, but it's going to be $60 for 10% of the game. And then how many episodes are they going to do? 3, 4, maybe
6.
So essentially 6. I couldn't even imagine them doing 6, but essentially you're going to be spending somewhere north of $200 just to play a game that you've already played 20 years ago.
Final Fantasy VII.
No, I know Final Fantasy VII, and I know people are going
lovers.
To beyond do it over yeah. and over again, but it's just like,
it's
I don't
not
know.
Setting a precedent for.
Yeah.
It just, for Square Enix in general, they didn't really show a ton of new stuff. It was all just like remakes and remasters. Crystal Dynamics did show off the new Avengers game coming
yeah.
out in May of next year.
So I want to hit on that too. I have heard overwhelmingly negative comments about this game.
Why?
Because there's only
you only have five characters, and they don't look or sound like the MCU actors.
Right.
No.
But like,
which is exactly the point.
Amazing voice actors like Troy Baker
and
Nolan North.
I'm like,
playing
like,
Bruce Banner and Tony Stark, which is awesome.
Yeah. They're
some of the best voice actors in the game right now.
Yep.
Yeah.
Now, I didn't love the look of all of them. Like, I have like minor issues. Like, Captain America was really beefy, and his
he was like Rob Liefeld. Like,
yeah,
beefy.
And his and Scarlett Johansson, his and Black Widow's jaws were like kind of strange, like big and like awkward shape. Bruce and Tony both kind of look a little young. Like, Bruce looks like he's like 20 years old.
Yeah,
like real young. But like, that's
this
such
also,
a minor shit. I
yeah,
didn't really love Captain America's
like
voice either.
The beginning, like, this is just like fresh
right.
first view of what they have.
But like, yeah, and that's all minor stuff. The gameplay, I was like, fuck, yes.
Yeah.
Like, it's everything I wanted. The Iron Man, like, doing the twirls exactly like Anthem. Like, they fucking looked like they just remade Anthem
yeah.
into that. Like, Hulk looks amazing. Like, all the moves that they were doing. And people were like, they didn't show enough gameplay. Yes, they did. They showed gameplay.
They showed
you just
good enough.
You just
for
didn't
a first
know.
Look.
Yeah, you didn't know it was gameplay is the problem, because
yeah.
everything else was a cinematic trailer.
It's going to be a 4-player co-op online.
Yep.
New characters and new maps will be added for free.
For free.
Yeah.
Which
no
is
loot,
the awesome.
Yeah.
No loot boxes or pay-to-win scenarios.
Mm-hmm.
And will be coming out for the Xbox, the PlayStation 4, the PC, and the Stadia.
Yeah. Like, I'm sorry, but this is fucking awesome.
Yeah. This was probably one of their bigger announcements, besides the remake of 7, the announcement of 8, of course. Some Japanese games I've never heard of before, but are apparently finally leaving Japan.
Yeah, there's a bunch of games that are finally making their way west.
There's the makers of Gears of War Judgment are coming out with a new shooter coming this winter, which is crazy. Outriders, which is kind of weird. But it was just a fuck ton of
it was all Final
fucking
Fantasy.
Final Fantasy shit that I could give two shits about. Oh, also Kingdom Hearts 3 has a DLC coming out.
Yep, yeah. So Final Fantasy stuff.
So Final Fantasy stuff. Remakes that made everyone just their pants. So after that was Bethesda.
You're definitely going in a weird order.
I am going on a weird order.
Okay.
It's whatever
you wrote down.
Yeah, it's whatever ones I clicked first on the links. So Bethesda showed off a bunch of stuff. Ghostwire Tokyo, which is being made by the same people that made Evil Within,
mm-hmm.
which is a scary horror game.
Yeah, that's the guy who made Resident Evil.
Apparently it's not
Shinji
going
Mikami.
To be. It's going to be an action adventure game.
Yep.
So
it still looked pretty cool.
Yeah, it looked pretty badass. There's going to be Doom Eternal.
So
coming out November 22nd.
Doom Eternal was probably number 2 on my list of awesome
yeah.
fucking things this E3. Like, I knew it was going to be good because the original Doom was so good.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw it and I was just like, oh, it's better than I thought. Like, they have this cool multiplayer mode where one person plays as Doom Guy and the other two people play as giant monsters
yeah.
and you fucking
awesome.
Hunt each other. Like, And then the story just, I mean, whatever it is,
apparently
the gameplay.
You go to heaven and hell.
Yeah, yeah. The gameplay looked fucking awesome. Like the cool new things that they're doing, climbing up walls and stuff. Like it looked like he had a zip line or something. Like they're doing what sequels are supposed to do and like taking an awesome game and just making it better. And like this is probably going to be top three or top five games next year. Or does it come out this year?
No, it comes out this year, November 22nd.
Damn.
Yeah. So
it might be. Ready. It might be in the top games this year.
So also announced Wolfenstein. They showed more of Youngblood.
Yep.
Which is coming July 26th.
Yeah, that's pretty quick.
That's nuts that they were just like, yep, it comes out in like a month.
Get to the good stuff.
Fallout 76.
Oh yeah.
Coming out with some NPCs. So they announced that they have a DLC coming out called Wastelanders that will have human NPCs with full dialogue trees and new quests coming out this fall. And also,
hold on. So what you're saying is the new Fallout 76 game is finally coming out.
Yep.
With stuff that they shouldn't have taken out to begin with. You can try Fallout 76 right now from June 10th to 17th. Totally free.
Ooh, I'm still not going to do that.
Also, new game mode.
That's a waste of my money.
New game mode coming out. Battle Royale. Yeah, buddy.
It's like 50.
It's called Nuclear Winter.
How many players, though, is it? Like 52 player 52 Battle players. Royale.
That's yeah, weird. Buddy.
What a random number.
Yeah.
There's a.
Just make it 50.
There's a.
They're going to do something
right
with
now.
Cards.
Yeah, of course. It's all bullshit. And then Elder Scrolls Blades for like fucking everything because we need more of that bullshit game. They also said they're working hard on Elder Scrolls 6.
Yep, no, they're not.
Big whoopty.
I heard that it's going to be it's going to be a game that you can play for 10 years. Yeah, okay, that's because you're just going to keep releasing it for 10 years.
Yeah, no.
Whoa.
Elder Scrolls
whoa.
Online Guys. Has a bunch of DLC and bullshit coming out, of course.
How the fuck did I miss Commander Keen coming back?
Oh yeah, I meant to mention that to you.
I wasn't even gonna mention that. I have no idea what this shit is.
Are you fucking kidding me?
It's a classic. It's from id Software, for Christ's sake.
God.
Also, Bethesda announced that they have introducing new software for streaming for game streaming called Orion, which will apparently.
So I was very.
Apparently it will cut down latency so you can play on max settings while streaming your game.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was
and
pretty
this isn't streaming on like Twitch. This is streaming as in
like Stadia, and stuff. I was a little bit angry about that at first. Cause I was like, all right, we got Stadia right before that. Microsoft announced Project X Cloud.
Yep.
Yep.
And now you're announcing another one. I'm like, come the fuck on. But then they started explaining it. And I was like, this isn't a service that you're doing. It's more of like a technology that they're doing to really reduce the resource that needed to do these things.
Yeah. So you
which could,
play,
could be really good.
You could play stuff on, you know, a shitty connection.
Yep.
Apparently.
What? Commander Keen is a mobile game. Guys,
you are sold.
This is amazing. I
Bethesda
didn't know about
just,
this.
Like, fucking
it's official. Yeah. But that's the one E3 for me.
So, moving on from there to Microsoft.
Hold on, I gotta finish watching this Commander Keen video.
So Microsoft made the big announcement, Project Scarlet, which will be the next generation for the Xbox.
Yep.
Announced for release in 2020 holiday season.
Yep.
And the launching title, of course, is a Halo game, Halo Infinite.
Yep.
Which they showed a little bit of, which looked pretty good. They also showed Cyberpunk 2077, which was introduced by Keanu Reeves.
You're breathtaking.
You're breathtaking.
Keanu Reeves is in the game.
Yeah, he will apparently star in the game.
So I made this joke the other day.
So he'll probably be like the person that like teaches you everything and like the head guy or something like that. So that's by CD Projekt Red, which made Witcher.
Hold on. I made this joke the other day and I'm going to make it again on here because I'm so damn proud of it. Any kid that is born in 2019, according to the Chinese Zodiac calendar, they are born under the year of Keanu Reeves. Because, like, seriously, that's all that's fucking going on. This 2019 is just nothing but Keanu Reeves. Yep.
I feel like his career just is, like, it goes up and then just stays up.
Yeah.
Like, it never just, like,
but, like, with everything, with John Wick this year, and he's even, like, he plays himself, quote-unquote, in that new Netflix show, yeah. Always Be My Maybe, and now he's
now
on
he's
this fucking thing.
He's in probably one of the most anticipated
Bill and
games.
Ted is coming back, yeah. Like...
God knows why.
God.
Whatevs.
Yeah. I will say that...
And he deserves it.
Cyberpunk 2077, yeah, I think, is the... It was the highlight of E3.
Yeah.
Maybe it sucked that happened like first. That was the first show that I watched. And that was, I was just like, this is it. Like, that's the shit I'm looking forward to.
Also, Double Fine Productions, which made Psychonauts, which was a huge game for the original Xbox. Mm-hmm. I think it was.
Yep.
They were.
And PS2, I think. I think it was on both.
Was it?
I think so. I don't know.
So Microsoft bought them out as well. They're joining Xbox Studios, and Psychonauts 2 was also announced.
Yeah, people are really happy about that.
Which, because the first one was crazy, crazy good.
They're bringing back Flight Simulator.
Yeah, Flight Simulator had a fucking shit ton of fans because the last one that came out, I think.
I
was
mean,
like,
out of all the simulators that are out of there, yeah, Flight Simulator is the.
But it looks fucking fantastic,
mm-hmm.
and looks amazing, and you'll probably need to buy like $8 billion worth of DLC to get all the planes and shit. So Xbox One is also getting a console streaming service, so Remote Play. That'll come out in October as well.
Project X Cloud.
Yep. Gears of War 5 is coming in September 10th.
So I kind of wanted to touch on actually the Project X Cloud stuff and the streaming a little bit and kind of just what they're doing. I don't know. Microsoft just seems to be doing everything right. You know, in conjunction with X Cloud, they announced their Game Pass Ultimate, which gives you Game Pass for Xbox and PC and your Xbox Live subscription. All bundled into one for $15 a month, which is cheaper than... I'm pretty sure that's just what Xbox Live costs, was $15
a month. They'll probably slowly kill out Xbox, the regular pass.
Probably.
Or cut it down to 10 and make it like almost silver.
Exactly. Yep. So like, I actually immediately converted mine to Xbox Ultimate because I used the Game Pass. I already paid for Game Pass. Yeah. If I was paying for... So I was paying $60 a year, which is what, $8 a month or something like that.
Yeah.
Plus 10 for the Game Pass every month. Like, I was paying $18 a month anyway.
I saw that a lot with people and went, why don't we just bundle it together?
So now I have Game Pass for my PC too, which is awesome. But I just feel like, I don't know, kind of the way.
Now, Xbox is gearing up for their next generation.
Yeah,
they know the one wasn't their big hit.
Mm-hmm. I was very high on Stadia because I think that game streaming could seriously work and I liked what they had to offer, and I
depending on where you live,
right, and I'm thinking about giving them a try when Microsoft announced Project X Cloud. I'm just like, why bother?
Go anywhere else.
Like, this is going to be
I'm in the Xbox,
right?
Shit,
I'm already an Xbox user. Like, there's no reason for me to switch to a new service when I could just continue to use the devices and everything that I have and use their service. And I just think that eventually what they could get to and what they should get to is a Fire Stick like device that's just an HDMI that you plug straight into your TV. It's got Bluetooth built into it, so you can get your controllers connected to it, and that's what streams your games. You know, it could be a very small device, maybe something that also has an Ethernet port on it so you can get better connection. But it's a small device that you plug in, and that's going to be
point, it's not a huge jump.
But that's going to be your media center, is this small little device. You can stream your games. You can stream your movies. You can do whatever you want with it. And like, that's all that it needs to be. And like, I don't know, like, again, like, I was high on Stadia and everything because I loved what they were doing. And then when I saw the xCloud, I was like, this is it. Like,
yeah.
And like, here it is.
And the big thing about that is, like, I'm sure the better thing with that, I will say, is this is Microsoft. Microsoft doesn't have ties to anyone. Like, with the Stadia, even if Stadia ended
ties
up being
themselves.
But I mean, like, Stadia's through like a Chromecast. So the thing is, like, if you're like, you might get like, you know, if you buy that and you don't have a Chromecast yet, and you buy like the Ultra Chromecast to get Stadia, you'll get like Netflix on it, and you'll get Google Play and all that shit. But like with the Microsoft one, like, you're gonna get everything that you can get. You know, like, there's nothing holding you back from like Amazon. Actually, I don't know. Do you have like an Amazon Prime on Microsoft? I don't know.
Yeah, I have Amazon. I have Prime Video on my Xbox.
You do have Prime Video, and yeah, that's the thing. And that's what's cool. It's fucking amazing.
Actually, everything that's on my Xbox is also on my Fire Stick.
Really?
Yes.
I'll give you a Fire Stick.
Your Fire Stick has access to...
The only thing it doesn't have access to is Google Chrome. And YouTube. It does not have access to YouTube.
Yes, yes,
because YouTube is owned by Google.
Yeah.
Wow.
You can still run Netflix. There's other apps, but it doesn't have an official YouTube app.
And that's the only annoying thing is like between having a Chromecast and having a Fire Stick, it's like they don't want to support each other's apps fucking. Just
and Xbox does it all. Now, the other thing that was flooring was they kind of alluded to the fact that like, it's not just an Xbox you can run this on. Like, you know that they're highly interchangeable and playing with other companies. Like, there's some talk and thought of, like, you're going to be able to run your xCloud on your Switch. And it's just like, we're getting to the point now where, like, console wars are being murdered by the console developers themselves, except for Sony, because they recognize that people would rather be happy than brand loyal. And if you can cross... You know, you're still going to have your consoles and people are still going to buy the next Nintendo console and the next Xbox and everything. But like, if you can interchange certain pieces of it, that makes everybody that much happier.
For me, it's more of I'd rather it get to the point where the developers can sell their games and it doesn't matter what platform. Like you can, like, if I want to play it on Xbox, I play it on Mac. If I want to play it on a PC, I can buy a game once and I can play it on whatever the fuck I want to play it
exactly.
on.
Exactly.
And probably won't ever want to do that because that would take away so much money that they have people buying for PC.
The thing is, but it would take away money from it wouldn't. Like, there's so much marketing between all the different companies. Then it puts it solely on the development, like the production studios.
The way that I look at it is it would probably end up evening out.
It would.
The reason that I don't buy some games is because I don't have anybody to play with, because everybody that I would play with owns a PlayStation instead. Yeah. So I don't buy that game. If I could play with them people on PlayStation, I would buy that game. There are people that are double dipping, of course, on PC and Xbox games.
Yeah.
But then there are probably maybe an equal, maybe more in some cases, maybe less in some cases, people that are not buying a game at all because of one of those reasons. Because, my fucking friend plays on PC. I can't play him.
Yeah.
Like, if you could play on PC and on your Xbox and have cloud saves that go back and forth like you can with a couple of games, Fortnite, I think, might be one of them, surprisingly enough.
Woo-hoo!
You know. Yeah, that would that's, be the thing. That's a reason to purchase that game.
To jump between.
But then take it the other side of people likely won't be purchasing many games anyway. You'll be signing up for the subscription and paying your monthly fee and streaming them instead. Which
buying games will be a thing of the past.
Which is the one thing I'm concerned about is more of the retro gamers, you know, game collectors and things. They're not going to have anything to collect. And like, what's to say 10? All right. There's games that I play that are 25 years old. There's games that I play that are 30 years old. What's to say that 20 and 30 years down the road, I won't want to come back and visit some of these games? Maybe I can't because they're not available. Closed,
everything's done.
So that's a concern for me because I can still hook up my Super Nintendo and play Link to the Past whenever the fuck I want because it's my favorite game of all time, but it's almost 30 years old.
Yeah.
Like, I might not be able to do that in the future.
See,
and that's concerning.
That doesn't bother me because I don't play.
Exactly. New is always better.
Right.
It's always better. I don't go back and play older games really anymore.
It concerns me and that worries
Except
me.
Skyrim.
Yeah.
Because I'm modding the shit out of it. So, also, more announcements by them. New Elite controller, which looked pretty nice.
Pretty nice. $180 bucks.
Fuck. And also, I have an Elite controller and they break constantly.
Maybe this one won't.
Built like shit. Elden Ring, which is going to be a collaboration between the guy who created Dark Souls.
Yep.
And George R.R. Martin.
It's a new universe created by From Software and George R.R. Martin, which basically means it's going to be a Game of Thrones game that you can't survive in because it's too fucking hard.
Game of Dark Souls Thrones.
So
that's going to be cool. It's definitely going to sell well. I'm not going to say that I dislike. I don't love the Dark Souls games, Bloodborne. I haven't played Sekiro or whatever it's called yet. I want to, but I don't love the combat system in there. It's like it's it's clunky, and it's not necessarily like, oh, it's so hard, I keep dying all the time. Like, I feel like a lot of times I die because the controls are clunky rather than because I didn't do something right.
I tried playing them, and I was just like, these controls fucking suck.
Yeah, I played a lot of Dark Souls 3, and I didn't get very far because, like, it's the controls are so slow and so clunky that I'm like, it's handicapping me from enjoying the game.
Yeah.
And some people love them, and that's fine, but not me.
Minecraft Dungeons. Announced for spring 2020. Yep.
Again, looks cool.
Is an action game spinoff of Minecraft, which not shocking. Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order. There was more shown of it, which looks fucking good.
I was at like 100, and then I saw a guy who looked and sounded like Forrest Whitaker, and I was immediate like a 20.
Fuck.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
If he's in the game, I might not buy it.
So that's releasing on November 15th, which is crazy.
A week before Doom. Fuck my life.
You're fucked. There's a Blair Witch game because we have to bring something back from 1999.
I have it on my list because I want to talk about that.
Why?
Because when I was watching that, I was like, huh, like this seems like it could be interesting. And then I zoomed out and I saw the thing and I was like, nope, absolutely not. Not even going to bother. Like, I was like, this might be like a cool new like horror IP. And then when I saw it was Blair Witch, I saw the symbol and I was like, no fucking way. You know, it's going to be bad.
Oh, yeah. No, it's going to be terrible. The reason why Blair Witch was good, because it had no budget and was technically terrible.
Yep.
The best thing that I saw was Forza Horizon 4. Now we'll have Lego Speed Champions
fucking
expansion.
Awesome.
And we'll have Lego cars.
Fucking awesome. Fucking, and it had the Lego song by Lonely Island as the
that was
so
awesome.
Great.
A bunch of Lego games, the Star Wars, the Star Wars saga.
Yep.
All 9 films, all new game apparently.
Yeah. That's going to be
That's cool.
Dying Light 2 announced spring 2020, which is going to be cool. I'm excited for that one. State of Decay 2 Heartland, which is available right now, which brings you back to the place of the first game, which I'm excited for. Mm-hmm. I got to buy that and download it really quickly. And new trailer for Borderlands 3.
Borderlands 3 looks really cool. I'm definitely intending to play that too.
I am not.
I have Borderlands 2 now.
I don't know what it is about Borderlands, but I don't know.
I agree with you.
I purchased for $6, I purchased the handsome collector's edition of Borderlands and Borderlands 2. So I installed it. I'm going to play it. And I'm like, everyone loves Borderlands. Like, there's got to be something to it.
I get bored with it.
Yeah.
It was a grind to finish the second game.
Yeah. I've been having camera issues though, where like I'll be zooming and or walking and my camera will just like jut around. Whee! It's the only game I've had issues with that with. So it's not my controller.
Huge amounts of games for the Xbox Live Pass. Fucking ton of shit.
So there are two games that you haven't mentioned yet that I actually thought were really cool. One was Bleeding Edge.
Oh, that was by the same people who did Hellblade.
Yes. Which people are very unhappy about the graphic style that they went with. More of the like Overwatch, Fortnite, like cartoony kind of style graphics. Mm-hmm. But it's like a 4-on-4, 5-on-5, 6-on-6 like battle kind of game. Mm-hmm. And it reminds me a lot of, I brought it up so many times before, that fucking Shadowrun game that I bought on 360. This is what that was supposed to be. Was like everybody
just hoping a game just makes the Shadowrun game again. That
it's
doesn't suck
it's yet. Such an awesome concept, and they fucked it up beyond belief. Like, but like it's that cool. Like everybody gets a different character who has like a different unique style and abilities. But like these characters actually look different and look like they have different personalities. Yeah. I think the game looks really cool. Didn't hear such great things from people who are fans of Hellblade, but I think it looks awesome.
Well, because Hellblade was highly realistic.
Yes,
so like,
exactly.
To go away from it was weird.
And the other one was the new Ori game. Was it Wisp of the Willows or something like that? No, the Will of the Wisp, Ori and the Will of the Wisps.
Oh, okay, yeah,
Will and the Willow.
You should watch the trailer for it. It looked phenomenal. I loved the way it looked.
I think I missed that one.
It was like the first thing they showed, I think.
Oh, maybe
immediately I broke up my phone and I was like, gotta write this shit down.
Yeah. Out of everything that was released, which was a ton, but people are shitting all over this year.
Mm-hmm.
I think just because Fallout 76. But what was really on your top that you're like, can't wait to
Cyberpunk, Doom, and I couldn't pick a third one. I feel like there's so many other things that take the third spot.
Yeah.
Because
there's a lot that like mixes in.
Right. Breath of the Wild, of course, is there. Zelda's always there. They showed a lot of Mario Maker stuff. That's definitely there too.
That's gonna be fun. A lot of stuff.
But that comes out in 2 weeks. So yeah. Like I feel like I can't put it on my list, but like it comes out in 2 weeks and I fucking can't wait for it. I really liked Bleeding Edge. I Borderlands looked cool and everything. So
there's a lot of games I wish they had shown.
Oh, maybe Avengers is number three for me.
Maybe that's it.
Yeah.
For me, the top was Division 2. They announced a DLC that
I figured you'd like that.
Going back to New York. To kind of finish up the storyline there, which was fucking awesome.
And they're doing a Netflix show.
Yeah, and they're doing a Netflix show. Who was?
Oh shit!
In that one,
it was Jake Gyllenhaal and Jessica Chastain.
There and they're doing it with Netflix as well.
Yes. Ubisoft is doing it with Netflix. So like. Yeah. Hopefully, so there's like some
right. Hopefully
yeah. There's some quality control there.
Thing. It's interesting now Ubisoft, just to see that like Ubisoft that. The first they have that TV show with the Always Sunny people, and now they're doing this.
Yep,
this as well.
There's also a Dark Crystal game coming to Switch.
Yeah, I saw that. I was like, that was Dark weird. Crystal.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah, because the new Dark Crystal movie's coming out.
Oh yeah,
forgot. Oh okay.
They're making a new one.
I always forget like Dark Crystal. How fucking old am I?
Look at all these ruins.
The Lego DLC for Forza Horizon 4 looks fantastic. And Cyberpunk. I mean, I think Cyberpunk 2077 is on everyone's list.
Yeah, it's one of those games that's...
also one of those games that feels like it's in development hell. They've been talking about it forever.
We've got a release date.
Yeah, that's true, too.
You know?
So, hopefully, it's as good as everyone's hype is. The hype for this game is fucking real.
Yeah. Again, concern, because what I keep going back to is it really reminds me of Watch Dogs. It reminds me of the development cycle, the hype, the kind of style of Watch Dogs, and Watch Dogs kind of fell flat. As much as, you know, you might like it. I've heard other people that are really good.
The hype of that Brink had. Do you remember that game?
I do remember that game.
360 title that I enjoyed the hell out of.
Yeah.
But it fucking crashed and burned so fucking fast.
Yeah.
And I hope it's not like that. But it is by the same people who make the Witcher series, which is an amazing
and that's
game series.
Always going to be an immediate confidence booster.
Yeah, it's a good fucking development team. Yep. So hopefully that does well. CJ, anything that you saw that wowed you?
I mean, obviously the Commander Keen fucking mobile game. Nostalgia, mobile game, you got me.
Singing your song, man.
They're doing everything for me. I think besides that, really, you know, Breath of the Wild and the new co-op Luigi's Mansion game.
Oh yeah, there was
for sure.
And
for me, as being somebody who like now has a sustainable salary, I'm looking to actually pick up a Switch. I've been like waiting and sitting for the new Switch to be announced.
See, I thought that was going to be announced. I thought they were going to mention something.
I feel like there was a lot of stuff people were waiting to be announced and nothing came up, and it was just kind of weird.
So now I'm just like I don't want to buy it because I know the minute I fucking buy it, they're going to be like, the new one's going to be out. It's like, oh my fucking God. So like, you know, that's something that's like on my radar is I definitely want to get a Switch, but also like everything with the Microsoft announcement and the fact that the Xbox One S just dropped in price. I think it's down to like $250, I think.
Yeah,
Walmart's selling them for like $208.
Something like that.
Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like,
maybe now's the time to get an Xbox.
I might actually think about getting a fucking Xbox, man. You know, you motherfucker. So yeah, I mean, the only reason I think about that is for me, it's all about for me, when it comes to playing games, it's about convenience and opportunity. And the thing is, like, if I am in my bedroom and my Xbox is out in the living room, if I have something that I can just fucking plug into my bedroom TV to play from my living room, I have to move all this fucking equipment. I just have to bring the controllers in and I can play. Like, that's just, that's great. That's perfect.
And that will be out in October.
So, yeah.
So maybe wait till maybe the holiday season.
Yeah.
And see if you can get a good deal on an Xbox, even better deal on the Xbox.
And
with
a Switch.
All this stuff. And a Switch. Get them both. Fuck it. Money.
I'm not making that money.
Did you want to go over the...
I mean, iOS 13 preview came out and dark mode. That's all I care about. Yep. That's really fucking it. They
Apple announced a monitor that's ridiculously priced with a stand that's even more ridiculously priced.
$6,000 monitor, $60,000 computer probably.
And a cheese grater.
Yep.
Yeah.
Telling you right now, the computer's going to cost $60,000.
Oh my God, I crap myself.
I mean, like, I took like a preliminary through the actual preview of like all the new shit that's coming out. They're like, we moved the sound bar so it's out of the way. And like, the dark, the, seriously, like everything about like the dark mode is literally the only thing. But again, that only matters if the app developers use the API. So for like, it actually transitions through their apps and everything for the dark mode. But like, besides that, like the glaring thing is like, if I'm in an app and then my phone rings,
your phone's upside down right now.
Thing about it, you know, like my phone is ringing and I get to stare at this phone ringing until I can, they hang up and I can get back in my app. That's something they still have. Like,
really?
You know?
Oh,
the thing is like, I can decline the call, but I can't like
my phone. I can.
Yeah.
While I'm in an app, it'll just pull down in a bar instead and I can just swipe it away.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, we're getting a swiping keyboard. So, you know, that's cool.
Oh, so everything that me and TJ have been doing for the past 3 years.
Which we just updated our system not long ago, which changed a bunch of shit for me.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Although
I
wait a ton of
I got a new phone, so I don't know what yours looks like. You might have, this phone has the, it's called like the One UI or something like that, and that's what might have been updated.
Maybe
there.
Maybe that's it.
The only thing I will defend though is that, and that they mentioned as well, is there's a bunch of new security features on top of the new iOS 13. So like all of the like illegal illicit things that I continue to do on my phone, if the police ever get a hold of it, they can't get it off my phone.
Well, that's good.
Unlike you fuckers, where they can jailbreak them and get all of your, you know,
I mean,
your contacts of who's selling you drugs and who you're selling drugs to.
Uh-huh, all that stuff.
All that stuff they get you.
All the porn I'm going to.
Every hooker that you've blown and whatnot. So they know. Not me.
Hey, you blow hookers? I'm pretty sure it's supposed to be the other way around.
So who are your winners and losers of
E3? Oh, yeah, that's true.
Speaking of blowing hookers.
Yeah. It's hard. It feels like everyone had
something
good and something really bad.
But it also wasn't anything.
I feel
like
Ubisoft
crazy.
Did really well this year. They showed off a lot of good stuff.
Yep.
For me, at least,
they also diversified. Especially because like two TV shows, or wait, is Division?
Yeah, Division's Ubisoft as well. Yeah.
Is it a TV show though, or is it a movie?
Yeah,
TV show.
It's gonna be a TV show. I think.
All right, so they have two TV shows. They have a shit ton of games. Like they fucking diversified.
Yep.
I feel like Square Enix didn't show as well as everyone.
I would have to say this
just because it's all the fucking Final Fantasy.
If you like Final Fantasy, I think then so they too. Won.
Yeah,
they won.
Well, that's
large.
The thing. I've seen everybody being like they won.
Yeah,
I also think that Square Enix probably
it's all those weebs.
But this is the thing is,
I know who you are, weeb. You know who I'm talking to.
I don't think there was a clear cut loser this year. Like
no.
Everybody had something to show.
Yeah, they definitely had something to show.
I'm gonna go off script and give Sony a loss for not showing up.
Yeah,
usually they lose because it sucks. This time they didn't even show up, so you're still getting
still
the L.
Gonna lose.
Take that L. Yeah.
I feel like Xbox also.
Microsoft.
Like Xbox and Microsoft did pretty much the top.
Microsoft is by far the winner for me.
Was EA there?
EA did theirs like Saturday night. They showed Fallen Order then. I don't give a shit about EA. Right. I don't count them.
Yeah, I didn't really look at them.
Microsoft was by far the winner to me because I think that they showed the most games that I had interest in.
Yeah.
They only showed one game I hated, which was Battletoads. Oh. Oh, looks gross. Fucking don't even want to look at it.
I mean, it's fucking Battletoads.
I don't even want to. I love Battletoads. Don't want to look at that game. And then the Project X Cloud and the Scarlet stuff that
like
pushed it over
good,
the edge of like, okay, you went from like a good conference to like
they had
you could change the world right
console,
now.
New console, new accessories, new platforms and stuff.
Yep, they had
new games.
Everything.
So I feel like they won overall.
And they had Keanu Reeves. So
and
like
they had Keanu Reeves. So like, I mean, you win. And they had the most for Cyberpunk 2077.
Exactly.
So. Mm-hmm. I feel like
it was very breathtaking.
So breathtaking.
Xbox did the best. And then I feel like everyone else kind of evened out with.
Yeah.
For me, Bethesda was kind of iffy on the bottom as well. Just because of all the fallout.
See, that's the thing. Doom. I was like, Bethesda did good.
They had
you showed me Doom.
Was good, but they just showed more bullshit for Fallout 76 and are trying to keep this game alive. And the Elder Scrolls Blades bullshit again.
Yep.
I don't give a shit.
Don't care. So. They show me Doom.
You know what I want? A Doom Diablo crossover.
We didn't talk about Darksiders at all.
Oh, no. That a new Darksiders?
Darksiders, whatever it's called, is coming out with a new game.
Like the first fucking thing was announced.
Yeah, they're just coming out with a Diablo style dungeon crawler that looks like it's four player co-op. And I saw it and I was like, fuck yes. Like this is going to hold everybody over until Darksiders 4 comes out. It's introducing Strife into the story. Yeah. It looked like you could play as all four of the horsemen. Like, this is going to be the shit right now.
I wonder if it's like a before, like a prequel kind of thing.
It is. It's in between two of the games, I think I heard.
Is it?
I think so.
I thought it was going to be like before even then.
It might be. Might be before the first one. Yeah, because in between the first and second game, War was imprisoned.
There, so, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know, but I saw that and I was just like, shit. Like,
shit,
one of my favorite series is getting some traction after three games. Three games in 10 years.
Go check out all the videos that were released, all the trailers that were released. It's E3, so you got a bunch of shit to go watch. So that's all for us this week. Don't forget to check us out on genfailcast.com. Find us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at genfailscast. Like and subscribe to us on Twitch and YouTube. And if you like what you've heard from us, and considering leaving us a review on iTunes. And reach out with any questions or topics you'd like to discuss, and we'll discuss them on here right now. Well, not right
and
now,
go.
But like like later on. That's all for us this week. So everybody,
don't forget
bye.
To check us out. just read the whole thing again.
Everybody, say bye.
Bye.